I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on live from 1 until 4 every day, and then after 4 o'clock, you go to the iHeart app, John and Ken on demand podcast. And you can hear that any time of the day or night into infinity. Ken is off today. We have quite a bit this hour. We're going to talk with Rick Caruso after 2:30, the former candidate for mayor. He would have made a difference by now. But we went with Karen Bassetti. And so we've got exactly the same life we had with Eric Garcetti. Nothing's changed at all. And the mobs are back, the ransacking gangs that come in and try to destroy nice department stores. It happened at the Americana in Glendale. That's the place that Caruso owns, that shopping center, the Yves Saint Laurent store. They came in and robbed 30 people. And then in Canoga Park at the Nordstrom's, this is Deborah's favorite Nordstrom's.
It is. I go there all the time.
30 to 50 people dressed in black, very difficult on the video I saw to tell, make any identifications. And they caused a lot of mayhem. And Blake Trolley has got that story. So if Caruso on after 2:30, we're going to have Blake Trolley on now for the Nordstrom situation. Blake.
Yeah, what's up, John? You know, I'm really curious to see what Caruso's going to say and what, you know, he's going to say about his retailers, the state of his retailers, because this is the second high-profile robbery, burglary, mob burglary, however you want to call it, we've had in a week. At the Westfield Topanga Mall on Saturday, more than $300,000 we're learning was stolen by a mob that ran in and took everything they could in sight. Cell phone video caught the thieves smashing displays, taking high-end clothing and handbags. In some cases, the group was trying to steal things that were tethered to their display for security purposes. The displays kind of just dragged behind them like soda cans behind a Just Married car. I mean, it was quite the spectacle. A security guard tried stepping in, and the thieves attacked him with bear spray. The thieves then took off in several cars. This woman who works at the mall says her co-workers witnessed all of this. I should warn you, John, as soon as I began talking to her, a construction crew decided to fire up its equipment.
Yes, everyone was running up the little hill right here, and everybody was just running out the mall like somebody got shot or something. But there was no shots. What I read in the description on Citizens is that they had a bear spray, so yeah. It was just like any means necessary. They just ran. Like,
gotcha. All right, well, she says all of this has her worried just to come to work. What do you think needs to happen as somebody who works here?
I think there definitely needs to be security, more better laws, stuff like that. And since they passed the law in California for you to be able to steal and stuff like that, that doesn't make anything safer or better for anybody, especially if you have children. So I think that they need to change. A lot of things need to change.
Aside from this high-profile robbery, I mean, yeah, this is going to make the news. How many times are you just seeing other theft?
Oh, all the time. Every time, especially the weekends, because I'm off sometimes during the weekends. And when I go to the mall, I see people stealing all the time. They stole out of Victoria's Secret. It was insane. It was like five girls, and no one could do anything about it. So, scary.
Please tell me they are looking for a potential link between this robbery and the burglary in Glendale, John. Now, all of this, you know, some of this is being blamed on Prop 47. Today, I spoke with Assemblyman Juan Alaniz, who proposed a bill to drop the amount for theft to become a felony. Some might argue his bill is actually still leaving room for thieves. It would have dropped the amount from $950 to $400 for retail theft to become a felony. I spoke with him this morning. He says he knew the bill was going to die in public safety, in that public safety committee, which he's the vice chair of, by the way. He says this committee only works on data, so his bill has been amended into a study, a.k.a. The government needs to study, John, if we should lower the amount needed for a felony to kick in. Apparently, these high-profile thefts aren't enough, John. Anyways, yeah. Alaniz told me that has him frustrated, of course, and he told me that all of this retail crime, it's having a real effect on retailers and jobs statewide.
You have these underserved, low-income communities that unfortunately become the first ones for retail stores to close down. Or if they don't close down, they also pointed out that let's say little Johnny's got a job at the local pharmacy or local grocery store or something like that. You know, everybody's proud and happy of them. They're making money. They're helping making ends meet. But then the customers are in the store and they're waiting in line for deodorant or shampoo that's locked behind some plexiglass. And the retailers are advising me that people don't want to wait. So they're leaving and they're ordering online. And then now that causes the stores to have to lower their staffing levels. And unfortunately, old Johnny now no longer works at that pharmacy. And now our communities who are...
It's the doom loop. That's what he's describing. And this is how cities get destroyed.
He says he's really confident if this gets out to the full assembly, we've heard this about other bills like it, that he's sure it's going to pass. He says it's a bipartisan effort now to drop that number down to $400 for that to kick in as a felony. But, you know, John, I've spoken with quite a few retailers and I've been getting some just wacky stories about just how brazen these thieves have become. If you just look at this story out of the Topanga Mall, I mean, that security guard who tried to stop them was bear spray. That's something we haven't seen before. So it seems, at least in this case, this is a much more aggressive robbery than we even saw in Glendale last week. I spoke with somebody in the liquor business who told me somebody just set up a ladder inside his store as staff was watching, telling him not to, sets up a ladder, climbs up, takes a case of some high-end liquor, and just walks out the door. And these are the types of stories that we're now hearing.
Whatever you want. And you'll get out of there, and nobody is going to stop you, and you're not going to get charged. Is this in any way connected to that run of smash and grab mobs around Christmas time in 2021? Remember? November, December? There was a whole run of these in Beverly Hills, I remember. And I never knew what happened to those guys. They were arrested, we were told, but were they prosecuted? Did they go to prison? Are they out now again? Is it the same group?
That is a really good question, John. When I spoke with LAPD this morning, they say they're really trying to figure out exactly where these goods are going, who's behind this. They said even if it's a low-level operation, they're trying to get answers. And again, they're trying to see if there's a link between this and that, what do they call it? A flash mob burglary in Glendale. It sounds like at this Nordstrom store, those Saint Laurent bags were targeted. The thieves went straight for them. So you have to wonder if that points to any sort of link. But
is anybody talking about having police forces or private police forces in these shopping centers?
Well, you have to wonder if that's what it's going to come to. I know this morning security was upped at the mall. I spoke with somebody who said, there's about 15 to 20 security guards walking around the mall, which he says is abnormal. There were two LAPD officers stationed at both doors at the Nordstrom. So something you're not, most people aren't used to seeing.
But are the security guards, are they armed and are they allowed to take action? Because there's a lot of places that have security guards who are told, hey, if you see something, just let them go. They're just there as ornaments, maybe, to try to scare some of the bad guys into not taking them on. But in reality, if you walk in and steal, they're not going to stop you.
That's a good question, John. I'd have to look into that. But what we heard with this is that the security guard who did try to stop these guys, and I imagine he was far outnumbered when you hear that 30 to 50, he was bear sprayed. And an ambulance had to come out and help him out. So you know, it's a good question whether they were armed or not. That's something that we're going to have to look into. I didn't see any armed security today. That's not to say that they aren't there. I did see security walking around. They did not appear to be armed.
All right, Blake, thanks very much.
All right, thanks, John.
It's that doom loop that Blake was describing, because what happens is they do lock up a lot of stuff, and I have no patience to spend even 10 seconds looking for, you either press a button in the store. I've done that. Nobody shows up. You go looking for a random employee to come and open the case. It's like, I've got no time for this. And they don't have enough people at the registers anymore. There's a drugstore I go to in my neighborhood. I walked in there the other day. There are 22 people lined up. 22 people. You know, they have 7 registers. One of them is manned. They got nobody to help to unlock all the, all the merchandise that's behind some plastic panel. The experience is terrible. So, yeah, I go home, Amazon, and, you know, run up a couple of $100 worth of a bill to replace all the toiletries and anything else that the family needs. Which means eventually all these places are going to close. And there's nothing to replace them. And that is happening. I mean, I just saw a video montage of San Francisco, the before and after pictures. All these big stores, chain stores, all closed, empty. There's nothing but dark, empty shelves where thriving business used to be. And there's nobody in charge. Nobody. There's nobody to appeal to. There's nobody who seems to want to do anything about it. We've talked to Rick Caruso about all this because he had his Americana shopping center in Glendale hit by these smash-and-grab mobsters last week. So that'll be at 2:30. When we come back, though, this whole story begins and ends with George Gascon, because George Gascon wrote Prop 47. And then it was presented to the public by Jerry Brown, who lied his ass off. I'll give you that whole story if you're not familiar with the details. But now, in the New York Post, they have an exclusive that they just broke less than an hour ago, that they're talking to all these Gascon supporters, these rich, liberal, bleeding heart supporters who are turning on Gascon because it's their stores that are getting robbed. It's their expensive elite shops that they feel terrorized in. Yeah. Thanks for caring.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4. And then after 4 o'clock, it's John and Ken on demand, the podcast. You can get it on the iHeart app and catch up on what you missed. And we've had 2 great reports so far from Steve Gregory, who's in Lahaina. He's on the island of Maui. And he was reporting on the nearly non-existent government and emergency response to that wildfire that's killed almost 100 people. And then, of course, we just had Blake Trolley on about the flash mob robbery at Nordstrom's. Rick Caruso coming on after 2:30. His shopping center in Glendale, the Americana, was hit by these flash mobs. And in the middle of all this, and this really is national, international news. I've been looking at the cable channels and looking at the various big news websites. And this story is really busted through because this isn't happening anywhere else. And, you know, Los Angeles has an image with all the wealth and the celebrities. And to hear that all the expensive stores are getting flash mobbed and that the feeble, inept government and police force can't seem to do anything about it. And like I said before, this all starts and ends with George Gascon. And the New York Post has a story that they just posted in the last hour by Marjorie Hernandez, who apparently got to talk to some of the rich, wealthy, liberal Democrats who've been supporting Gascon all this time, and that they've finally had it. I hope this is true. But she writes that former Gascon supporters told the Post that scenes like the mob of at least 50 crooks who stole $100,000 worth of goods from Nordstrom's are becoming more commonplace because crooks don't fear the consequences. Wow. Wow. This is the Gascon crowd. They're saying, all right, you know, there's no consequences anymore. I mean, this crime thing's out of control. Then why the hell did you finance and campaign for and elect Gascon? What'd you think he was going to do? He, in 2014, wrote Prop 47, the proposition that reduced felonies to misdemeanors when it came to theft and shoplifting. It was his writing, his ideas. Jerry Brown sold this, and Kamala Harris, that fraud, came up with the title and summary. You know what the title was? The Safe Neighborhoods and Schools Act. That's what Kamala Harris wrote. And then, of course, she bolts for Washington. She was the attorney general at the time. It was a huge lie. It was massive propaganda. The Safe Neighborhood and Schools Act. And what it did is it allowed, for example, with drug possession, you didn't get a choice from the prosecutor to either go for treatment or go to jail. Now you got neither. No jail, no treatment. And suddenly theft and shoplifting were all downgraded to misdemeanors. No jail time. This came out of Gascon and Jerry Brown and Kamala Harris. So now, one former supporter of Gascon, a woman who wants to remain anonymous because she's involved in Democratic Party politics, okay? So this lady helped to bring on this devastation. I call myself a bleeding heart liberal, anti-gun, and I voted for Gascon because I thought he was going to be sensible and make reforms like he promised. Since he took office, it has been the opposite, to a point where we feel like we can't walk in our own neighborhoods anymore. We are effing terrified because these start out as low-level crimes, but it has gradually exploded. These criminals are not getting prosecuted, and they know it. It's off the rails. Well, thanks, lady. Thanks for donating to Gascon. Thanks for doing your part. And it just occurred to you that if you don't prosecute people, then it gets worse and worse and worse, huh? That little tiny 10-watt light bulb finally blew up in your head there. Gascon's office employees are talking, saying that he's got 10,000 cases backlogged. 10,000 cases. Yeah. I'm amazed just how dumb people are. Isn't it astonishing? This lady just figured out that if you don't prosecute crimes, the crimes just keep piling up. They get worse and worse and worse because nobody's afraid of consequences. Can you imagine? All right, Rick Caruso's coming up right after the news here to talk about all the nonsense going on in the county.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Well, the smash and grab mob that stormed into the Nordstrom's in Canoga Park Saturday was only the second one of the week. While you had a mob of 30 to 50 people at the Topanga Shopping Center, you also had at least 30 that burst into the Americana in Glendale, owned by Rick Caruso, at the Yves Saint Laurent store. Happened just before 5 o'clock on Tuesday, and he's offered a $50,000 reward for information leading to arrests in this case in Glendale. We're going to talk to Rick now, who ran for mayor against Karen Bass and has continued speaking out on all the mayhem going on in the city and the county. Rick, how are you?
I'm doing great, John. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, but, you know, I'd be a little nervous going to a shopping center or a high-end store these days. My wife certainly is. She talks about it all the time. And I imagine a lot of your customers and your businesses are sharing all the same fears.
Yeah, you know, I think what's happened in the region, John, and we're all feeling it, anywhere you go doesn't feel as safe. Walking down our streets, being in our parks, being in any place that people are gathering. And I think people are fed up. I think we've gotten to the point of a crisis. We know that crime is rising and the theft crime is rising. The numbers are out. And we've just lost balance here. And I'm speaking out because, you know, fortunately, I'm able to have a voice and get on great shows like yours. But there's a whole bunch of people that don't have a voice that are really getting hurt. The small businesses around the streets and just the quality of life we have in Los Angeles. We've got bad policy and it needs to be changed. And we've got to demand our elected officials to get some courage, use some common sense, and get busy and change the law and enforce the laws that we have and hold people accountable.
Why won't they do that? I mean, this has been going on for years now. It's the same story over and over. And a lot of people I know are throwing up their hands. They're terribly frustrated because everyone keeps saying the same thing, demanding the same thing. No movement from anybody in power.
Well, I think what we've got to do is we've got to demand that the voices that are out there that are reasonable have to come together. And quite frankly, John, people got to vote. And that's the most important thing. And elect people that are more balanced, again, have some backbone and aren't just worried about listening to the loudest voices in the room, but are actually concerned about making the city safer, more business friendly and more livable. We've got such a great city. All these problems can be fixed. They're not that complicated, by the way.
No, that's just frustrating because the whole place used to work pretty well.
Damn right it did. And, you know, it can work well again. I think that's the message. But people have to start exercising their voices and voting. But right now, man, lob in calls to the mayor's office, the city council's office, the district attorney's office. Become a part of a chamber of commerce, community groups, school groups. Everybody that's in office wants to get reelected, and that's what drives them, to be honest, in my opinion. I think many want to do the right thing. They work hard to do the right thing. But sometimes you got to show them what the right thing is. But what's happening now is not working. We know that. And we've got some policies that are really bad, and they're hurting good folks in our city. We've got to change it. We've got to demand it.
Have you heard whether this run of smash and grab robberies is connected to the ones from November, December in 2021? Because one of your stores was hit then, and a lot in Beverly Hills as well. And I heard they arrested some of the guys, but nobody ever reports on what happened. Did they go to prison? Are they still in prison? Is this the same crowd or are these new gangs that have formed? Have you heard anything?
Yeah, I haven't, John. I'll tell you this. What we do know is this is organized crime. These are serial people that are doing this. This isn't just, you know, a couple of kids that are stealing something off the shelf. And so we've got these policies like zero bail. You get arrested, you go to jail, you're out of jail. And these people know it. You know, there's no consequences for bad behavior. You keep doing bad things. That's not rocket science. We've got thefts up 15% this year alone. And so it's so self-evident that you've got, it is like a mob. And you've got to treat it like a mob. And you have to go after these guys and women and prosecute them. And they have to have jail time. They have to have a consequence. And then we also have to look at things holistically where we got to make sure we're giving kids a lot of options and the right education and make sure they don't go in bad paths in life. So there's a whole bunch of things that need to be done, but it's got to start now with stopping these smash and grabs because they're getting more violent. What happened out at Nordstrom at Topanga using bear spray on security and smashing cases, somebody is going to get hurt. Somebody is going to die. And we, God forbid, we don't want that to happen. This isn't just a victimless crime by any stretch of the imagination. There are victims. Families were scared to death in that store. Kids were mortified. Mothers were trying to protect children. This is insanity, you know, what we're allowing to happen. And by the our elected officials not acting aggressively, you're tolerating it.
What should they do? What would you do? If you were mayor right now, this happened on your watch, what would you be saying today?
I would have more police at these places that where people are gathering. I'd be working very closely with the retailers on prevention programs. I would be demanding from our district attorney that there's more prosecutions. I would demand that there's a law that has bail that comes back. Bail has to be fair, but you got to have bail coming back into the system. And I would demand that we change Prop 47. If you steal something, just because it's below $950, it's still a crime. It's still a felony. You still have a consequence.
Is there any way to reach Gascon? Any possible way he sees what this mayhem is doing to people?
I think, you know, he issued a statement this morning, John. I don't know if you've seen it. I just saw it, that he's going to hold people accountable and he's going to deal with it like it's organized crime. I hope he does. I hope he's seeing the light that these policies are not working. They've gone wrong. But I think and you know this, John, you've been around a long time. Elected officials like getting reelected, and they need to realize there's a consequence to them for not protecting the people they serve. And that consequence is you're no longer in office. That's what we have to do.
Yeah, we talk about that all the time. People have to vote differently. They've tried this experiment, and it's been a terrible failure, and everybody can see it. I don't hear anybody really defending these kind of policies anymore. It's self-evident what's going on here. So let's fix it.
Let's fix it. Get busy. Get well paid to do your job. Go do your job. And also, let's lean into things like, and you know, because we've talked about this, that Tina and I are doing, and we're not the only ones doing it. Many people are. We're down in areas that are at or below the poverty line. We're supporting schools and families. We were just down there last week passing out school supplies and helping families, keeping their kids in school, making sure they don't have to pay to go to school, and giving them a path forward. You know, Operation Progress, that's teaming up LAPD officers with families, you know, the mentorship, the scholarship, all of that. It all has to come together. And again, it's what's so crazy to me, it's so damn self-evident what needs to be done. How can you even argue about that?
I know.
Right?
I know. I mean, everybody is saying the same thing, and then nothing happens, right? You wake up again on a Thursday and a Friday and a Saturday, and before you know it, there's another story in the news. And I don't know. I don't know what, you know, how business owners are supposed to deal with this. Not everybody can hire their own police force.
Well, and that's the sad thing, John. You got small businesses that are just getting destroyed. I get more calls from people. Somebody comes into a small business and steals $1,000 or $2,000 worth of merchandise. That could be the profit for that store. That could be their rent. That could be the food on the table. You know, I, of course, have the resources. We've got very sophisticated security systems. We're going to catch these guys at the Americana with the amount of systems we have, identifying people, the cameras, et cetera. There's no doubt in my mind. And that's why I put up the reward for $50,000. I mean, and enough is enough. And I would encourage everybody that has the resources, if you're getting targeted, you get hit, put out a reward. Let's push back on this. We have to do this as a community, coming together, pushing back, saying enough is enough. Don't get violent. We don't need more mobs. There's a lot of other ways to do it. Work with law enforcement.
If somebody has information on the robbery where you were in Glendale, who do they call?
Glendale PD actually has a confidential hotline, and I don't have it in front of me, but it's a great question. I will text it to you. We'd love to have it.
Yeah, text it to me, and I'll put it on the air, because if people know there's a specific line, and maybe that leads to the reward money, that might be in the incentive. Because somebody, you know, these guys went back to some neighborhood somewhere and were bragging about what they did. So there are
no doubt.
There are people out there who know what went on.
Exactly right. And that's how we're gonna keep, you know, cracking this nut. And again, not to beat up too much on our elected officials, but they really got to get some courage out there, get a dose of courage, and start going after this. It can't change, and it will change. Here's the number, John. Glendale PD, confidential number, 1-800-222-4477. Or you can call Glendale Police Department at 818-548-4911. I'd appreciate everybody's support. Let's come together as a community and let people know that we don't tolerate this kind of behavior in our great city.
All right, so that second number you gave was 818-548-4911. And what was the first number again?
8 Glendale PD is 818-548-4911.
All right. Rick, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Thanks to all your listeners.
All right. Rick Caruso, former mayoral candidate, and he owns the Americana in Glendale, among other places. And his place was hit by this flash mob of thieves. So was the Nordstrom's at the Topanga Canyon Mall. And, you know, he said it very succinctly, and it's true. We know what to do because, you know, for most of our lives, this Los Angeles ran pretty well, and we didn't have this kind of crime. And then we went on this experiment, and the experiment has failed. So now we should go back to the way things were. All right, we got to take a break.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
After 4 o'clock on the iHeart app, it's the John and Ken on demand podcast. And if you just joined us, we just had Rick Caruso on talking about the flash mobs robbing various shopping centers, including his, in Glendale at the Americana. And so you go, if you missed it, after 4 o'clock, you could hear it on John and Ken on Demand, the podcast. It is so bad now in San Francisco. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services are telling hundreds of their employees in San Francisco to work remotely indefinitely because of public safety concerns outside the Nancy Pelosi Federal Building on 7th Street. It's an 18-story tower on the corner of 7th and Mission. It is so dangerous outside the Nancy Pelosi Federal Building is that the Department of Health and Human Services is telling everybody to stay home. It has the Department of Labor there as well, the Department of Transportation, and an office for Pelosi. But it's also got a huge open-air drug market where you have hundreds and hundreds of drug dealers and users that collect on a daily basis. The Assistant Secretary for Administration at Health and Human Services is Cheryl Campbell. And she sent out a memo. In light of the conditions at the federal building, we recommend employees maximize the use of telework for the foreseeable future. This should be extended to all Region 9 employees, including those not currently utilizing telework flexibilities. In other words, if you're staying home. If you don't work from home, go home immediately because it's a war zone down there, which is what the title of the memo should be. Dozens of dealers plant themselves on next to or across the street from the property. They operate in shifts, and everybody is smoking, snorting, and shooting up. The concrete benches are popular for the users to get high, socialize, and then pass out. This is the Nancy Pelosi Federal Building. It's the end of civilization. Not even the government wants to be doing business in San Francisco anymore. They're clearing out the federal building because all the drug pushers have won. They're now an occupying army in San Francisco, and nobody is trying to stop them. Nobody's doing anything. All right, more coming up. In fact, when we come back, this crime issue, top to bottom. You know, Newsom suspended the death penalty some years ago. Well, there's a new death penalty poll from a company called Signal, and they found out that you still have majorities in this state who want the death penalty. We're going to talk to Jim Lacey about this poll next. John and Ken, Deborah Mark Live, the 24-hour KFI Newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.